Tithe, A Modern Fairy Tale, Book 1. Written by Holly Black and read by Lauren Allman. Kay awoke to a scratching at the window. The room was dark and the house was silent. Something peered in at her. Tiny black eyes blinked beneath heavy eyebrows, and long ears rose up from either side of a bare head. "Spike," Kay whispered, crawling up off the mattress on the floor where she had been sleeping. The covers tangled with her legs. He tapped again, eyebrows furrowing. He was smaller than she remembered, and clad only in a thin bark that ran over his waist and down part of his legs. At his elbows, points extended into the shape of thorns. Behind him, she could make out Ludi Lu's thin form, incandescent against the dark tiles of the roof. Her wings were so translucent as to be nearly invisible. Kay pushed on the window, but it took several tries to get it unstuck from the old swollen sill. Two white moths fluttered in. "Spike," Kay said. "Ludi, where have you been? I've been back for days and days. I left milk out for you, but I think one of the cats got it." The little man cocked one eye toward her, like a sparrow.
"The Thistle Witch is waiting," Spike said. "Hurry!"
His tone of voice was odd, urgent, and strangely unfriendly. He had never talked to her that way before. Still, she obeyed out of familiarity. Same old room, same little friends coming in the middle of the night to take her to catch fireflies or pick sour cherries. She pulled a black sweater on over the white old lady nightgown her grandmother had loaned her to sleep in and kicked on her boots. Then she scanned the room for her coat, but it was just another black, soft pile in the dark, and she left it. The sweater was warm enough. Kay climbed out onto the roof. Why does she want to see me? Kay had always thought of the Thistle Witch as a crotchety aunt, someone who didn't like to play and who you could get in trouble with.
"There's something she needs to tell you."
"Can't you tell me?" Kay said. She swung her legs off the edge of the roof while Spike scuttled down over the bark and Luti glided down on iridescent wings.
"Come on," Spike said.
Kay pushed herself off the edge and dropped. The dry branches of a rhododendron bush scratched her legs as she landed, spry as a cat, on her 2 feet. They ran toward the street, Ludi Lu dancing half in the air around Kay, whispering, "I missed you. I missed you."
"This way,"
Spike said impatiently. "I missed you too," Kay said to Ludi, reaching out her hand to brush the light body. Ludi felt slick as water, smooth as smoke. The glass swamp, so-called because of the abundance of broken bottles choking the little stream, ran beneath the road a half a mile along the street. They climbed down the steep bank, Kay's boots slipping in the mud. The thin rivulets of water shimmered with multicolor hues under the streetlights. Broken glass turned to panes of a church window. "What's happening? What's the matter?" She called as quietly as she could, and still have Spike hear her. Something was definitely wrong. He was hurrying along like he couldn't look her in the face. But then, maybe she was too old to be fun anymore. He didn't answer.